Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There's been a debate in the household, Bill. Me
What's
and
going
Elizabeth
on? Lights?
About the lights.
What'd you go with?
Because here's the deal. I like the red, white, green one.
That yes.
They're not moving. It's just traditional. She wants me to get creative and change them up every day. I said, I like what I have
here. I
don't
feel good about that.
Are you changing them up or sticking with what you have?
No, we're not changing up at all. No, we're not. We are red, green, white, or red, white, green, I believe.
So you're not experimenting at all?
We're not now.
You just got it right.
I'm not going to say we're not going to maybe do something different, but when I see it from afar, I like it, and I'm not doing anything different. So, but anyway, just get a hold of Josh and have your life. Kaiser Painting sent me a photo last night of his lights that he just had put up.
See that photo.
Yes, I have it for you. Kaiser did that, and he just loved it. He was just praising the efficiency of how fast they got up, and he is happy. Jay said that his marriage was like it hit the rocks. It wasn't rocky, but it hit a real dead spot.
Ooh.
You know, where it's just kind of like they've been together so long, it's like, wow, where are we at? And then all of a sudden he got halo lights
this
and everything.
Is the spark, huh?
The spark. He brought the spark back. Like it was like he goes, Bill was like the first day we met. That's how him and his wife look
the
at their
halo
life
lights
now.
Did to him.
Halo lights did it for
wow.
him.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want that experience?
You want to get that back?
Neiman
in your life
sons
like that?
And
or if you're recently divorced and you want to find someone new, get the lights and have
a... Is that a conversation topic?
Right there, it's like,
absolutely,
hey, you want to stop over?
Is it betterment?
I got halo lights. You like that?
Betterment.
I mean, if you're in both of you are divorced and the person you're dating has halo lights, you're like, that's a flex.
They got it together over there.
Yeah, they got it together. They got their life
doing
together.
They're doing good things.
That's an interesting selling point.
It really is. So if you're
For the divorce.
Just think about it.
It's a worthwhile expense.
What the hell?
Don't be spending money on some on Tinder or on some website. Get yourself some halo lights.
Oh, Tinder. There's a conversation.
HaloCustomLighting.com and NeimanAndSonsRoofing.com as well. I did hear something fire up during the break.
Okay.
Have you heard that over there?
No,
did you hear that?
Let's do it.
Last time.
Just that last
so bad.
That last
We've told you about six so far. We've got several more that have added with the fax machine. How about Hayden Ainsworth, Sip?
Oh, Hayden Ainsworth.
The scoop
lineman
on him.
From Biloxi.
Okay.
He's an offensive lineman, probably an interior offensive lineman from Biloxi. Go ahead. Three stars.
Okay.
Who else?
Then we had Claude Mpuma.
Oh, he's the
offensive
big one.
Lineman.
Probably the second best player in the class, or the second most highly
Where's
rated.
Where's Claude from?
He's from Chicago, Mount Carmel.
Oh, sweet.
He is the second rated player, according to On3. He's a tackle. Now, he will not be here. He's not an early enrollee. But, Claude Mpuma. Go ahead.
And the last one I have so far, Rex Waterman.
Another interior-type offensive lineman from Chandler, Arizona.
So we're just waiting on one more at this point, right?
Who are we waiting for?
I'm trying to think who that would be.
Would it be Odom?
No, Odom's he's already signed.
Odom's from California. It has to be a California. It has to be a West Coast time.
Luke Sorensen.
Oh, Luke Sorensen, yes. No relationship, but yes, Luke Sorensen would be the last
no
one we're waiting for. Same spelling. Hey, he spelled his last name right. Not Owen, it's Ian.
It's definitely,
thank you, Luke.
It's definitely spelled like you.
Yep.
He's from Anaheim. Servite. Power. That's a power, right?
Yes.
Wow.
My question to you, Stephen, is on the spot, like of the 10 signees, mm-hmm. how many will be here in January?
I don't know. I know Mpuma won't be. Yeah. I think most of the others will be.
Gotcha.
By the vast majority of the 10. Like, you wonder about that new kicker. Will he be here from Australia?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I wish I knew more about Australia. People say they're from Australia. Just, you know, it's a really big country.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like someone said, he's from the United States. Well, where?
Yeah.
Like what part? Is he from Minnesota? Is he from, like, what part of Australia is he from?
I don't know much about Australia.
That's where we could better ourselves.
Self-betterment.
Self-betterment. Yes.
We need to think about that.
Is there someone that would have a self-betterment program for me and Steve to attend? And just once a week, we sat down with you for an hour, and they would better.
I don't have a lot of time for betterment right now.
Well, maybe someone, anybody would pay us to do that.
Australia, by the way, 27.8 million people in Australia. Almost 30 million people in that country. Australia.
Yeah. It's a lot. So I'd like to know a little bit more where these people are exactly from, these recruits.
Okay, so it's 8:43. What else are we doing?
Well, I thought
we like leave it.
No, we're not done yet.
Steve, listen, I'm bored to death. Like,
I'm gonna do a rapid fire here on this one. Okay. I was gonna say, of the coaches who have been hired so far at new school. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I want to know which one you like the most. In terms of which of these are you the biggest fans of, these coaches, and their new jobs? Ready, Lane Kiffin, LSU. Like, get on a 1 to 10 scale. 1's bad, 10's good. How would you grade Lane Kiffin to LSU?
8,
probably 8.5.
Good hire.
Okay,
yeah.
Pat Fitzgerald, Michigan State.
Jeez. 8.5. Excellent.
8.6.
Okay.
Yeah, very
you go
good.
Very solid.
Because I'll go first next. But I also think me and Steve talked about this, that there is a lot of handcuffs at you're a handcuff academically who you get into school. Michigan State, you're not. So it's gonna be interesting what
he'll be hungry too. Yeah, he will. He's in his prime.
Like you with that pancake in front of you.
He's hungry. Yeah, he's hungry in his prime. Yeah. I think he's 53.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Okay. Next one.
Next up, we have John Sumrall at Florida.
7-1.
Yeah, 7-1, 7-ish, yeah.
Okay, then we have, it's not done yet, Bob Chesney, if he's at UCLA.
I'll go first. High. I mean, if they get him locked down, that's, I don't know, I mean, it's arguably the second best hire of the cycle, I think. It's a gem to get him. 9.
8-8, agreed.
Okay, next up, James Franklin, Va Tech.
High, he's the best.
I don't see it as high.
I do.
I don't see it as high. I'm going to go a little bit. I'm going to go a little bit lower than that. I'm going to be 6'9".
Ooh,
yeah.
Why?
Don't hate it.
Got to be the nines, right?
Don't hate it.
I love it.
Yeah, don't hate it, but don't love it either.
I mean, Franklin, I like it because he's proven his record at Penn State was excellent. His record at Vandy was excellent, and he's got to be hungry. And he's in his prime. I mean, this is a 50 something. I think he's about 53. I think the fit will be good. He's recruited out there, and I just think he'll be determined to show people that Penn State made a horrible decision.
What's your ranking?
9-1.
So a 6-9 and a 9-1.
That's all right. We don't have to agree on everything.
Next up,
Betterment.
Alex Golish, Auburn, from USF.
It's an interesting one. Yeah. I'm not really sure how this is going to play out. Some of it's just Auburn. I don't have a great feel for him because he did a great job at South Florida, because South Florida was a non-factor, and they were a factor in getting into the playoffs all the way to the last week, basically. So I'm going to be somewhat mid on it. I'm going to be somewhat at that 7-6.
I'm like that too. Now he's got presence. And he's an offensive guy.
Do not think it's a stupid hire.
He did an incredible job.
He did.
You call it USF?
USF,
yes.
I mean, an incredible job following guys that were disasters. Guys that you thought were pretty good. Charlie Strong, just a disaster. Yeah. And this guy, not a disaster. He's good. That's a good hire. And I like his presence. He's a dude. He's ready to roll.
Are you in the 8s?
Yeah, I can get him to 8, 8-1.
Okay, 3 more. Will Stein, Kentucky.
Love it.
9-0. Love it. Yeah, I think it'll be really good because he's got. First of all, I didn't know all the history to him. I thought that that from Kentucky, his dad was a Kentucky fan. He played at Louisville, understands it, has been around. He understands what a team should look like and how it's going. And from being on that staff, I think I think Dan Lanning is, you know, right there with, he's the one of the top one, two, or three in the country. Just, he's amazing. So he's been part of the right staff too. So I think it's a huge hire.
Okay, keep going. We two have more. We have breaking news, it looks like, but go ahead, keep going.
Okay, two more. Eric Morris at Okie State came from North Texas.
You said Mora first, or did we?
I didn't do Mora, no. I didn't. Okay. Jim Mora Jr., Colorado State. How about that?
9-5. Yeah. Great hire.
Isn't that the best hire of the cycle?
Probably, right, I think it is. I mean, what Mora did, and they said, oh, he didn't really beat anybody, which is true. Uh-huh. But still,
home run.
UConn might have been the worst job in America.
Horrible job.
I mean, it's horrible. I mean, and he did it independent. And they figured out a way to win some games.
How was he at UCLA?
They beat Duke.
How was he at
really
UCLA?
Good?
Yeah,
it was good. I mean, he won 10 games a couple times.
We saw him. Now Nebraska beat him. In the Foster Farms Bowl. But he did a good job there. Yeah, he's a home run hire. Home run
9-5, right?
9-5. Yeah.
Ryan Silverfield, Arkansas.
I like it because he's right there.
He's right there. I don't disagree.
Regional
with
hire.
Yeah, a solid hire. 8-0.
Yeah, Ado.
Do you want to say breaking news for the next segment?
Well, do you know what this is?
No, I don't. How about...
Let's make sure it's real.
Okay, we'll go to break then.
We're teasing this, right? This is a leak.
There's a huge story. Okay. If this is real, it's gigantic.
Okay, then that's on the other end for the spillover. Potentially gigantic news.
Spillover just got
next
real.
On early break on the ticket.